Nobody has a monopoly on ideas. I think we have to be very secure in the principles and values that we believe in. But the reality in Richmond is that there are 140 legislators. They're representing their constituents. So in order to move forward, you have to sit down at the table and communicate. And at the end of the day, compromise. That's what relationships are all about. And then doing what's in the best interest of Virginia. And so that's my track record, and I'll continue to do that as the next governor.
Would you work to limit access to guns in Virginia?
Well, I would work for responsible gun ownership. We have listened to people across Virginia. They support universal background checks. They support things like smart gun technology, meaning that only one person's fingerprint will discharge that weapon. You know, if you talk to people on the streets and what they want from their leaders in Virginia, they want to live in safe communities where there are not guns on every street corner. That's not asking for too much.
Will you support the continued construction of pipelines in Virginia, natural gas pipelines?
We want to let science and transparency dictate what's going to happen with the pipeline. We want to make it as responsibly or environmentally responsible as we can. At the end of the day, we will do everything we can in Virginia to make that happen. And that decision will be made by FERC, which is a federal regulatory process. If they think that it's safe to move forward, then I would support the pipeline, yes.
I want to switch gears to the economy. You're from the Eastern Shore. That's where you originally represented your constituency in the Senate. The Eastern Shore, along with Southwest and Southside Virginia, isn't seeing the same economic growth that the rest of the state is seeing. What needs to happen in Richmond to help those parts of the state?
Yes, our unemployment rate since we've been in office has gone from 5.4 to 3.8%. It's the lowest that it's been in Virginia over the last 9 years. It's the second lowest in the south of this country. If you look at areas like the Eastern Shore, which is where I'm from, the south side of Virginia and the southwest, they're nowhere close to 3.8%. So how do we bring all of Virginia up? But knowing where the jobs are is number one. Number two is training the workforce for those jobs. And number three is making that workforce and education accessible.
You're a more soft-spoken individual than your opponent to a Democrat right now who is really high energy and really fired up. What is it in your style that you think will work better?
Well, I would just remind Virginians to look at my record, and they will know that I'm a fighter. I fought during Desert Storm. Nobody ever said that I was too laid back when I took care of wounded soldiers. I've fought to make sure that our children have access to a world-class education. And I've fought on the floor of the Senate. I've fought battles such as the attacks on access to women's reproductive health care, the attacks on the LGBT community, the attacks on immigrants. So I would say, you know, tenderness is not necessarily a weakness, but leadership is important, and I've proven in my 9 years of public service that I am a leader, that I know how to get things done, that I have relationships with people from both sides of the aisle, and that I'm ready to take Virginia to the next level.